Seats, we have quorum. Okay, I want to welcome everyone back. This is our first Senate meeting for the new 2016-2017 academic year. We were supposed to have a group of students from Michael Lacey's Media Studies 130 class today observing us. I don't see them. Okay. In a way, it's good, though. Michael asked me, can his class come to this Senate meeting? I said, of course. This is an open meeting. Everyone is invited to these meetings. He said, everyone? I said, sure. Even evil South American dictators, the likes of Porfirio Diaz and Rafael Trujillo, are more than welcome, if they were still alive, to come to our meetings. So again, these are open meetings, and thank you for coming. Okay, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. So moved. All in favor? Opposed? None. And abstentions? None. Very good. The next item on the agenda, and we'll take this in two parts, the minutes of May 5th. Amendments, deletions, additions on the May 5th minutes. Okay.
Hi, Mark Hansen Cartwright from Music. I just noticed the attendance, it's kind of skewed. There's one page that's for May 5th and the other for May 12th, but I don't know if it's a complete record.
This is for two meetings. In other words, May 5th was our last meeting.
But one concerns ex officio and student members only, and the other one is faculty senate roster.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we might have a page missing then.
It seems to be a glitch, not just on this copy that I have.
Okay, we'll make sure that the official record has the right attendance for both the May 5th and the May 12th meetings. Any objections to the May 5th minutes? Okay, all in favor? Opposed? None? Abstentions, none. That carries. Let's go then to the May 12th minutes. Additions, corrections, deletions. All right. Seeing none, I'll ask you for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. And abstentions, none. All right. Before we get going, I would like alternates to come forward and please sign in. And as the alternates are coming forward, I want to congratulate two new alternates to the Senate, Elena Francakis-Surrett from Social Science Division and Elizabeth Henry from the College-Wide At-Large category. All right, now that alternates have signed in, item number 3A, we're going to take that out of order. I don't see Bob Engel here. I know he had a class, so he will be here. Let's then go straight to the guest speakers. We have two, if you will, sets of guest speakers. The first set of guest speakers for Middle States presentation are professors Antonio Gonzalez, Christopher Vickery, and Steve Schwartz. And leading off for the Middle States will be Tony Gonzalez.
No
That's fine. How do I make it go to the next slide? Thank you. I'll try to keep this brief. We have presented here before, so today is really going to be in three parts, a reminder of what Middle States is, an update of where we are in the process, and an ask for your help at this stage in the process. So, reminder, Middle States is a process that institutions go through every 10 years to show our compliance with certain standards. Let's go to the next slide. Next slide. So where we are in the process is we've come up with a number of intended outcomes for this Middle States, and including just a few of them I'll briefly go over, demonstrate that we meet the requirements and examine how we can improve student experience and outcomes, focus on increasing retention and to foster educational innovation. The last, number five, outcome has to do with our sharing our best practices with other institutions going through the same process. Let's go to the next slide. So we are now in the process of having produced a draft of the self-study, which is about 128 pages. And last week there was a campus mailer that went out asking for some feedback. It's a daunting document with lots of support material. You don't have to go through it all. You can pick and choose those areas that are of most interest to you or those where you feel that you can contribute. But it's a document where you will learn a lot about the institution, what we've done, and what we'd like to do. Where we are in the process, we have collected reports from various working groups that represent the different standards that we're asked to comply with. And next slide. Okay. So, the timeline where we are this fall, we have a meeting with the team chair of the evaluation team that's going to come and evaluate Queens College in April. So this is happening in October. The first draft that we sent out in the campus mailer and we're asking for feedback is what we will be presenting to the team chair for his review and feedback. So right now is an opportunity for you all to give us your input, and that's really what we're asking for. This is an important stage in the process. Next semester in April, when we get visited by the team chair and the whole evaluation team, it's going to be another moment for you all to give us your support, because they will be coming to campus and talking to some of you about Queens College and your experience. So this is where we will also need your support. So right now, talk about with your colleagues, your classmates, about this Middle States thing, and encourage them to look at the document. Give us some feedback and help us to try to make this institution as great as we can. So with that, let's go one more slide. That's the second half of the timeline. And with that, I will hand it over to Steve Schwartz, who will continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. So when you log on, as Chris will explain how to do, to the self-study, you'll find an executive summary that summarizes the entire report. So if you're busy, start with that. You'll find also, in addition to the sections devoted to the standards, a set of conclusions that again describe what has been accomplished and what we hope to accomplish. I seem to be going in the wrong order. So the conclusions describe some recommendations that were made by the committees that are being acted upon. There are seven major recommendations. 10 years ago, we had 40 recommendations in our self-study, and Middle State said that's silly, that's way too many, you have to focus. So although we've gotten dozens of recommendations, all of which are going to be considered or acted upon, there are seven major recommendations. Now there are too many words here to go through them, so the idea is to whet your appetite, so now that you're dying to log on and see what the recommendations actually are. But highlighted in blue are two things that involve the Academic Senate directly. These are recommendations that came from, again, groups of students, faculty, and staff. So the first recommendation says it's time to look again at our mission statement to see if it reflects what the college aspires to, if the mission statement really drives the actions of the college. And so this is an action that will be asked of the Academic Senate. And then in recommendation three, you see that another group said it's time to re-examine the college option, that portion of pathways that we have control over, to see if it can be improved, to see if there are special courses we might develop that would better foster the success of our students, both while they're at college and after they leave the college. So, this is all the more reason, especially, that members of the Academic Senate should review the document. So, how can you help? First, log in. Chris will explain that in a moment. But then choose the sections of particular interest to you and see if you can help us provide evidence, convincing evidence, to the external reviewers and to the public, because this will be a public document, that demonstrate that we do indeed meet the standards. Second, see if we can better describe how Queens College is unique. There are some things we do especially well, or only we do, and perhaps we need to better focus on that. Portions of the self-study are still too descriptive. The external reviewers are looking for evidence. If you know of things we've done, of documents that exist that really make us look good and contain data or descriptions of things that have happened, please let us know about it. And finally, make more suggestions on how we can improve. Again, if it doesn't appear in the self-study, it doesn't disappear. The steering committee of students, faculty, and staff, we'll look at all these suggestions and we'll forward them to the appropriate offices if they're not incorporated in the document. Note that you don't have to make corrections to the spelling or the grammar or the way we've worded things. Editors are going to be going through this in some detail. And you'll find that perhaps you think some things are missing. We can only focus on the standards. If the document was describing all the things that we've done, all the accomplishments, all the wonderful things that have happened, it would be 10 times as long. So you have to be sure to focus on the standards, which are listed in the document. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris, who will tell you how to give us feedback.
So I get the job of having trouble with the computer in front of the whole room. So so bear with me, but the problem is that people do have trouble with a computer. So this is the website for the Queens College Middle States process, the accreditation process that we're going through. And this actually is a screenshot of the site when Steve Schwartz was logged into it. So it says, "Welcome, Steve, you're a special person." You will not get such a fine greeting. I'm sorry to say. So what I need to do is go to the web and try to show you the process of getting to this point. So this is the website. The URL that you can type is middle-states.qc.cuny.edu. It's that simple, middle-states. It'll redirect into this thing. And when I get daring, I will go through and show you that process. There are two links. One is a copy to the self-study report itself. That's a big PDF. You can view it in your browser, but you'll want to download that because it has links. It has cross-references, it has links to external websites, and most importantly, it has links to all of the appendices. Maybe not all of the appendices, but most of the appendices. And the appendices have a wealth of valuable information in them. You're going to find that part really interesting. So be sure you download a copy of this PDF, open it up in Acrobat so that those links will work. If it's just showing it in your browser, good chance the links themselves won't work. What I clicked on was the link below that, which is, this is the form where we're asking you to submit your comments. It's just a Google form. It's got some basic questions, and you can type in your answers. Because you will have been logged in through your Queens College identity, we'll actually know who submitted these comments, but that's part of the deal. So I will show you up here. Jose signed in before. I'm having trouble getting my password to sign in. So he's signed into this thing. And what that all that big text in the red is about telling you what's going to go wrong if you can't sign in. And a lot of people have trouble with this. So I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to walk through that if I can. So I'm going to see if I can get Jose out of this. And I'm going to go to middle-states. And it looks about the way it did before. At the bottom, where my mouse is hovering, there's a sign-in link. I'm not signed in. And what will happen here depends on one basic thing. Most of you have a Gmail account that's not part of Queens College. Queens College doesn't use Gmail for its email. And if you have a Gmail account and you're signed into it and you click this sign-in link, Google, which runs this site that we use, Google Drive for all of our documents, is going to say, oh, you want to sign in? You're already signed in. You're signed in as soandso.gmail.com, at gmail.com. And there's a big button there that says sign in or request access because you don't have access to this document. I'm sorry. Because you're not part of Queens College. The security is, although this report will be a public document eventually, right now it's just for people at Queens College to review. So when you click this, if you get a window that says request access, don't. Instead, you'll see next to it, and I won't be able to demonstrate it because I'm not signed into my Gmail account, switch accounts. And switch accounts will bring you to something like this. You're going to be giving your account. This is a point at which you give your Queens College short form email address. Your Queens College short form. Did you know you have two Queens College email addresses? All right. I have one that's called christopher.vickery@qc.cuny.edu, and I have cvickery@qc.cuny.edu. Right? So you take the short one, the one without the full name. And I'm about to sign in as Steve Schwartz, because I'll try my password, see how it goes. Oops. Oh, that's pretty good. Sign me in as Jose. All right. So much for that demo. I'm signed in again. So I guess I don't think I should take the time to walk through all these terrible scenarios. The worst thing that happens is that you request access, and I get an email saying that you requested access, and I, in 2 seconds, can get you back a reply that says, don't do that, and what you're supposed to do. So we'll leave it at that level, I think, and take it. Alan. If you go to middle-states.qc.cuny.edu, you'll be redirected automatically into Google Drive. Yes?
If you go on to the Google Apps for Education,
the question is, if you go to Google Apps for Education to the Queens College Google Drive account, basically, you each have one. Yes, then you'll already be. If you have to sign in, it will just take you directly in at that point. Right. So this is your Google Drive, your Queens College Google Drive, the one that gives you an unlimited amount of storage, access to Google Docs and Sheets and websites and everything, and forms and all that stuff. So all we're saying is get in there as a member of the Queens College community. It gets complicated. Steve?
I forgot to mention
the straw man account. There is a straw man account. It's middle states at qc.cuny.edu. You can send the three of us, we'll receive email at that address, middlestates.qc.cuny.edu. To me, the easiest thing is middle-states@qc.cuny.edu is this website, since we're not writing it down and copying and pasting. Thank you.
Are there any questions for either of our three presenters? Okay,
I've been asked why did I put the next guest speaker in the second position? That's contrary to all Senate protocols. Well, the answer is that our next guest speaker himself said, I want to be in the second position. So let me introduce him right now, our president, Felix Matos Rodriguez.
Thank you, Manny, and part of the reason for that is because one of the things that I was going to accentuate today, how important it is, our whole Middle States accreditation process. So I figured that the best way to showcase how important that was to give the members of our committee of three a chance to make that presentation. I want to thank Tony, Chris, and Steve for the work they've done. Many of you are either members of the steering committee, have been members of the working groups that have helped to put this document together or to get the materials that we need to put the sales story. So I want to thank you for the time that you have invested on that. It's important that we continue the process of looking at the self-study and so that we can send to Middle States the most comprehensive, the most accurate, the most aspirational document that we can produce so it can lead the conversation for when the accreditation team comes in April. So there's going to be a couple of opportunities, and they have highlighted the process of giving feedback into the document, and feedback that you've given in the past has already been incorporated into the document. We'll have the team chair visit on the 20th, and that's an important visit because we're going to get a signal from him as to his first take on our self-study, and then the team will be here in April. Two things that I want to sort of piggyback on the comments that were made by Steve, Tony, and Chris. One is, I would imagine that in the process of the visit, that some section of this body would be engaged by the middle stage team in terms of one or several of the standards. So I want to just ask you that, particularly in those days in April, that we all make the effort to be around and available, because when the middle stage team comes, it's sort of like when you have the auditors, right? The auditors come and they come in a set time, and they ask you to produce X document, right? And maybe document X exists, but if you cannot provide it at the time they ask you for in their universe, it didn't exist, right? So I've been part of committees and that sometimes they ask for the information, the right person is not there, the visitors come and the call doesn't look good, even though it was something that was could be addressed. And it's just that the right person was not there. So we're going to be reminding people that those 3 days are really, really important. The other thing is that you should know that the accrediting team calls the shots in terms of who they want to speak and who they want to engage when they're on campus. That is something that is not decided by the administration, is not decided by the steering committee. Right? It is really that team and the chair that decide, you know, which are the stakeholders on campus that they want to engage. And normally there's a set number of groups that they do engage, but depending on their take on the self-study, they might want to talk some more with some groups and not others, right? But I just want to make sure that you understand that that's a process where we are not in the driving seat, right? It's a process where the accreditation team is deciding things, and the best thing the college can do is just be ready to respond to whatever they might need to show that we have nothing to hide, there's full transparency, and that we want them to have the elements they need to conduct the accreditation visit. So again, thank you. We have a couple of more months to keep working at this, and then they will go away for 10 years. Right, so it will be a good feeling once we get that done. Thank you to Manny and to the members of the Executive Committee for this opportunity. I had a chance to meet with him last week and touch upon some things of common interest in the agenda for this year. I've been very, very fortunate in my previous 2 years here to have an excellent working relationship here with the Senate, and I'm looking forward to that continuing this year. So thank you, Manny, for that opportunity. From my end, I don't want to take a lot of time in this first meeting, but in addition to Middle States, I want to highlight two things, one which is connected to Middle States. But before that, I also, and I spoke about this at the PMB meeting yesterday, we're very happy that, you know, after 6 years, the contract has been settled, negotiated, ratified, and put in motion. The new contract has, as many of you know, both economic and non-economic clauses, right? On the economic clauses, the bonus that is part of the contract will be paid in mid-October. I think a communication has been sent out about that. And then the retroactive money and the first raise is something that would occur in January. Some of you have asked about the delay. Those are things that are not controlled in the college. Once the agreement was ratified, CUNY needs to work with the New York State Comptroller's Office and the budget office to be able to certify that the payments that are going to be made for the individuals that will be receiving the bonus, for the individuals who qualify for the retroactive pay, and then for the individuals that would get the increases beginning in the spring of next year, that, you know, that they're all in compliance, right? So we send information, CUNY sends it up to Albany, Albany certifies that, it goes to payroll, and then in addition to that, the money to pay for that, like for example, for the retroactive part of the payment, is new money that the governor injected into the budget, right? So that new money needs to be processed, and you will think that in this time of wire transfers, all those things happen quickly, they don't. Right? And but I just want to explain that these are not things that the college controls in terms of the dates and so so that's on the economic side. The contract also has a whole series of provisions that are non-economic clauses. Some of them have an impact on adjuncts, some of them have impacts on committees and things that need to be created on the campus to look at different things. We're beginning to get guidance as to those different things and how to implement them. So we'll be sending out notices to all the pertinent groups that are connected with those things as we get the guidance from the central office on how to proceed. But that's another important component, and I want people to forget that the contract has also non-economic clauses that is important that we pay attention to and move forward. So very happy that that chapter is behind us. The new contract ends rather soon, right? So I do hope that we don't go into another period, you know, of waiting for 6 years. You know, we'll take this victory as we speak now. Someone was asking me before on the money side of how the funding for the different parts of the contract are going to be paid for. As I mentioned, the retroactive pay is new money, is $250 million that the governor put for the senior colleges, right? Remember that the governor pays for us on the 4 years, the mayor pays for the 2 year schools. The mayor's already money set aside for that. The money that was not on the table that came later is that $250 million. And the money for the increases that kick in the spring, for the salary increases is money that will come from three sources. 2 years of the money of the salary of the tuition increase money, so the difference in the last 2 years ago that was paid, all that extra money was set aside. That same amount this year, there was not an increase, right, but the equivalent of that was set aside, and there's some additional money that CUNY has that will be given to the colleges so that we can pay for the salary increases of all staff in the current year, right? The salary increases for the years subsequently is part of the lobbying we're going to have to do in Albany for the fiscal year 2017-2018, right? So, but one thing, some people ask me whether the 250 for the retro was taken away from money already in the CUNY budget. That's not the case. It is additional money that was put in to get the negotiation to be finalized and pay for the retro, right? So, and I'm happy to take any questions on that at the end. The other thing that I just wanted to mention briefly, and it's tied up to Middle States, I know that all of you are very familiar with this document, that you'll walk with it, that you carry it, that you have it in your handheld device, which is a copy of a 5-year strategic plan, right? We're gonna send Manny an email so that he can resend to all of you additional copies in PDF or the link on the website where you can get it. I know that some of you have used it so much that it's worn down and you might need an extra copy, right? So I wanna make sure you're reminded and it's fresh. But this is one of the documents that the folks in Middle States are gonna say, well, you know, you were mentioning that some of the things that you're gonna get done in the next 5 years, let's see how things are going, right? So the more that we're familiar with the document, the better that we will be for Middle States. And based on that, in the plan, 4 goals, 12 initiatives, 12 outcomes, and each outcome has a different set of things that we say we're going to complete over the course of 5 years. It's a comprehensive agenda. There are a number of things that we're going to prioritize this year, either because there are things that we think are particularly important now, or because there are things that if we don't get moving now, there's no way we're going to get to the goal in 5 years if we don't make some headway now. And I want to share a number of those moving forward. One is to strengthen the first-year academic support, particularly for transfer students. That's one of the things that we've highlighted in the report. Remember that about two-thirds of our students now are transfer, so we want to be able to provide a much better experience for those students who are coming. We're going to talk a little bit about the graduate student experience and the mix of programs that we have there. The provost office is working with the departments and the chairs and the deans on taking a look at the inventory of our graduate courses and see what our mix is there and whether we need to optimize and make changes with that mix. That's another thing that we want to do some work this year. We want to increase the support for faculty research and the creative work too. To support the research part of our faculty. We also want to increase the professional development opportunities for most of our staff, and we're going to be taking an inventory of what might be some of the things that staff think is important for them in terms of their professional growth and the work that they do here on the campus. We want to strengthen what we do on data collection and the coordination of data collection to use that to make better decisions. We brought in a new interim dean of institutional effectiveness to be able to work on the assessment on the IR part, which I think is something that has been underemphasized here in the college for a number of years. We have a lot of data, but we don't always use it in the most coordinated way, and people don't always know how to access that and how to use it effectively. We want to increase our efforts in diversifying our faculty, and we want a faculty that, to the extent that we can, reflects the students that we serve and the borough that we serve. We want to improve the quality of the interactions among the key stakeholders on campus. What are some processes that we can upgrade and improve so that we can all do our jobs better and have a better experience here on campus? And we want to improve our communication tools in among them, the website, which is, you know, one of those things that everybody loves to hate in terms of improvements on the website. So we hope to make progress in a number of those areas too. I'm going to be sharing this grid also with Manny so that he can share it with the Senate body. But again, these are things which are part of the plan that we feel that either are important, and you could argue that data collection is an important thing to strengthen in the year that Middle States is coming to take a look at you, right? So that would be kind of a no-brainer. But there's other things here too that we feel that we need to sort of move into the queue, things like the website that takes time, that if we don't start working on it now, we're never gonna be able to, in 5 years, be anywhere close to what we hope we will be. So, with that, I'll end. Take any questions on these things or things that I didn't talk about that you thought that I should.